We're talking with Rachel Pickens from Stillwater, the president this year of Diamond Hats, and great, great gala tonight. I mean, boy, you've got a lot of people here, a lot of excitement, a lot of money raised.
Yes, we were just so humbled, and with the turnout that we had this year, we never know what the schedule's going to be, and of course, we have a lot of Oklahoma State Cowboy fans that that are in the room right now that had to make a decision, but we're so thankful they came here to be with us tonight, as we could support our youth in agriculture and cheer on our Cowboys during the evening as well.
Now, you've been a part of Diamond Hats for a few years. Tell me, why is Diamond Hats, why is this organization important?
I feel like as I got older, getting out of college, when I look back at, what really set my life on the path that is taken, it's really that moment I stepped into the show ring when I first started exhibiting animals, and those contacts that I made and those experiences that I had, sometimes in the show ring, but then definitely outside of the show ring in the barn, putting in those long hours of, work and that dedication. It's just built something inside of me that I've, never forgot long after I walked out of that show ring. So as I entered into the new path in my life, I was looking forward to an organization that to give back to, and I thought, how can I not be a part of this organization that supports those youth that were just like me?
Right. Now, we don't know the number yet, but to be easily into the six figures again, several hundred thousand dollars raised at this particular gala, how will that money be used?
Basically, we get together long before the sale happens, all the organizations, not just the Diamond Hats, and that's why we're so thankful for these organizations in Oklahoma. I tell everyone we're the best in the country just because of the sponsorships that we have. And long before that sale of champions happens at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, we are able to put a level on each individual animal that walks into the ring with the money that's raised here at the gala tonight, as well as other generous organizations that support that every year. So we make sure that without a doubt those kids that are making it to that top level in our state, that they're going to walk away with a set premium amount. And a lot of times it goes far over those. There's people that continue to bid on past what our floor is, but that this Diamond Hats organization has been just a solid foundation to get us to that level. And last year, I'm not exactly sure, but I believe we were probably close to the high volume buyer. So it's amazing for an organization that just started 17 years ago, with just a dream, what we've came to. And the biggest thing this year, coming into this gala, we had more sponsorships than we've ever had before, and very large sponsorships. And I think it's just we were all remember that day that we were there at the expo in 2020 when we just, a lot of tears in the barn, and that's something we'll never forget. And I think that we've came back stronger and stronger each year. And of course, going into this night with all those sponsorships, and then, of course, what we saw this evening with the way that these people showed up, I think that's, we continue to be the greatest show on earth.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you think about the show, obviously the premium auction's a big part of what you're doing, the money that you're providing these young people, but you also have done some things like this one's for the girls event at OYE.
Yes, and as a young female back in the day exhibiting, that was something that really enticed me about this group. This one's for the girls event is a special event at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's not fancy at all. It's just wear your barn clothes and come and be inspired and fellowship with fellow young ladies that show and other ladies that have a connection to this and a passion. And each year we try to do something that's educational for the ladies. We really like to do something that's very motivating and inspiring. So this year, we already have it planned. We're going to have a author who's also a veterinarian, and she writes children's books. And then we're also going to have several people from the Oklahoma State Veterinary School of Medicine, and we're going to go over injections. And there's always fun door prizes. You should even come, Ron. I hope you join. You don't have to only be a lady to get into that event, but it's definitely one to not miss. And if you have a little girl, even if she's not, an exhibitor age, I've taken my little girl ever since she's been 18 months old, and she always looks forward to it every year because it's just a fun group of ladies to be inspired by.
I'm always impressed by the passion of the Diamond Hats.
Yes. Yes. And then also we give away scholarships too. We give away scholarships, and then we had an internship this year at the Scala. We had several young ladies and young men that participated in our internship programs. And we're always looking forward to other opportunities. We also do a 4-H and FFA jacket donation. But really anything that inspires young ladies, and not just young ladies, any youth in agriculture, that's what we're looking to give back to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again for coming.